with me, Danny Robbins, on Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
This is
BBC Radio 4
Extra.
Time now for the next part of Lamentation by C.J. Sansom. Matthew Shardlake and his assistant Barak are setting up an ambush at London docks to capture the man responsible for stealing Queen Catherine's confessional manuscript.
It was a fight to the death, with swords and knives. On their side, striking out for their lives, McKendrick, Curdie, Vandersteen, and the tall, well-built man I took to be the Queen's guard, Leman. On ours, in the melee, Barak and Stice were fiercest.
Got him, look out!
The fat Curdie took a savage blow from Stice. It sliced into his neck, the blood spraying me, and he thumped down on the cobbles of the wharf. Beside him lay a bag, which had fallen in the swordplay.
Grab it, sir!
I scooped it up, only to see Leman coming at me. I stuck my dagger in his shoulder, his face registered shock and pain, before Barak dealt him a mighty blow on the back of the head, and he collapsed in front of me.
Stop him!
Another body fell. Another cry. Vandersteen jumped onto the Antwerpen and slashed at the ropes securing the vessel to the wharf. It moved slowly away and was caught in the current.
Stop him!
Stice ran along the wharf, swearing at Vandersteen, who stared at him solemn-faced from his stance at the stern of the Antwerpen.
Damn him! Is that book in the bag, Shardlake?
It's empty.
God's eyes. They've done us.
Despair hit me. All this and no lamentation. There were three prone bodies on the wharf. A Dutch sailor, Curdie, and a little distance away, the guard, Leman, lying on his front beside the barrels.
These two are dead.
And Leman's dead.
The Scotsman got away. Pox on them!
You're cut about the head, Stice.
It'll fix. You weren't much help, Shardlake. Nor you, Cecil.
Piss off, Half-Ear.
I'll report back to Sir Richard. Do something useful. Dump these bodies in the water. The less people know of this, the better.
Sergeant Shardlake?
What, Master Cecil?
I would go too, and report to Lord Parr. I feel a little shaky.
Yes, go. Let's do it, sir. Now, Leman, he's alive, sir.
You said he was dead.
I wanted Stice to believe that. Yeah, he's still breathing.
We'll take him to my house. We can question him there.
Come on, sir. Lift! Lay him down here. He'll be fine. Wake up. Wake up, Leman. The dawn birds are singing, damn them. Wake up, traitor.
Traitor.
Come on, Leman. Time is pressing.
Is this prison?
No, you're not under arrest yet. I am Matthew Shardlake, a lawyer. It would be better for you to talk to me first, before others come for you. If you help me, we may be able to help you.
You stopped us. You are agents of Betano. Emissary of the Antichrist.
We are agents of no one, dog-ass.
Jack, quiet. Sit up, Leman. Look at me. I do not know this Betano. Who is he? By the Antichrist. You mean the Pope?
The beast of Rome.
Well, nobody here is a friend of the Pope, I assure you.
Who do you work for?
This, you know well, is the Queen's seal. I work privately for Her Majesty. I'm trying to find out what happened to a certain book.
Lawyer or lackey, you steal bread from the mouths of the poor.
Tonight we were looking for a manuscript which we believe you and your friends were trying to smuggle abroad. I also seek the murderers of the printer Armistead Greening.
Who is safe now? In heaven.
I know of your involvement in the theft from the Queen. Where is the book now?
Greening had it. Whoever killed him took it.
And who was that?
I don't know.
I don't believe you.
Here. Let's see if your knowledge increases with a simple twist of the bonnocks. Yeah, that's the point, footlick. Who killed him?
I don't know. I swear.
Just say and it's over.
Enough, Barrett.
You work in vain. A danger to the Queen is not ended if the book is recovered.
It would save her life.
The Queen is doomed.
And why do you say that?
A Dutchman told us. The King is about to receive the secret emissary, Bertano, from Rome. The King's going to return to papal servitude. So many would fall then, the Queen among them.
Whether that is true or not, you broke your oath to guard and protect her.
Her fate is sealed. She is no more than the refuge of mankind.
Barak!
I know that I will soon be killed. My only true allegiance is to our Lord Jesus Christ.
I repeat, if you can help guide us to the Queen's book, I may be able to help you.
You have seen Whitehall, lawyer. You work there. No man is safe. You cannot help me.
You don't know where the book is?
No.
And you don't know there was a spy in your group? Someone has the Queen's book in their possession and is ready to give it to the King.
Nothing you say now matters. I will be with my Lord Jesus Christ. Glory in heaven.
Barak, over here a moment.
I'll squeeze more from him.
No, he's a fanatic, not a spy.
The Scotchman McKendrick is the only one out there on the street. If it's him, he'll have run to his master at court by now.
I want you to hunt for him.
Yes, sir.
But first, come on. Let's get this one to Whitehall Palace.
Right, you.
It was dark when we stepped outside. Lehman tugged at me, and we hesitated.
Wait. I need to prepare. They will torture me first.
I will plead for your sorry life.
Get down, sir!
Lehman died with Barak and I on either side of him. He lost half his head with the impact of the shot. Barak rolled on top of me.
Stay down. I'm covering you. He's reloading. Don't move.
The second shot smacked the wall above us, and then the sound of feet running away.
Are you all right?
Walk with me, Shardlake. The gardens don't have ears.
Yes, my Lord Pa.
I do not blame you, but I would have liked to question the pestilent scum myself.
Have you told Her Majesty?
Yes. And in truth, she wept. She is much afraid with this news of Bertano and her book unfound.
I look around this palace, my lord, and it could be anyone walking in the grounds, but who in court would have the motive and money to do it?
Paget, of course, as Master Secretary. But not for his own purposes. If he had placed a spy with the Radicals, that would have been in an official capacity, and as soon as they'd taken the Queen's book, or Askew's. Paget would have had to arrest everyone in the group and report to the king.
Sir Richard Rich, then. He knows more than he admits, and by his actions he is implicated.
Yes. Whether he knows of the Queen's book or not, it's the sort of business he is good at. He must be sweating long, dreading Anne Askew's words appearing in print in London.
Barak hunted the streets for McKendrick and asked questions in all the dark places. There were whispers that members of the King's own guard had been posted outside a house near the Charing Cross, which was kept for diplomatic visitors. It was an ominous sign. I had a feeling in my gut that it tied in with the Pope's emissary, Bertano. Meanwhile, great preparations were being made for the visit to London of the French Admiral Danbourg. All the King's ships were coming to the Thames to form a line from Gravesend to Deptford.
Sir.
Barak.
I found McKendrick. Come quick.
Where is he?
St. Bartholomew's Hospital. He's been stabbed. He's raving. He may not live the night.
But who attacked him?
He fell from an alley into a crowd of apprentices outside a tavern in Cripplegate. There were two men after him. They turned tail when they saw the crowd.
I saw you crouch back at the wharf.
McKendrick lay on a truckle bed in a side ward with a thin blanket covering him.
What do you want?
I would punish those who attacked you. They are wicked men.
Was it them killed Master Greening?
I believe so. And his apprentice, Elias.
Elias? We thought Elias could be a traitor.
No, it was not him. Is it you?
I am a true soul, Hunchback.
So, it was William Curdy then?
It was. Satan got him. William Curdy betrayed us.
It was an end now. There was no way forward. The one person who could lead us to the lamentation, William Curdy, was dead. I left McKendrick slipping into unconsciousness. He died later that night. In the morning, I was summoned to Whitehall Palace. Lord Parr had news.
We know about Bertano.
You do, my lord.
A week ago, His Majesty had a meeting with a visitor brought to his quarters. Bertano. It did not go well. His Majesty has since told the Queen, someone wants the powers granted me by God and dares send to ask for them. The King said, I have sent back such answer as he deserves. So he's rejected the Pope's emissary. The mission is a failure.
But there remains the missing lamentation.
And there is nothing more to be done about it. Except hope that whoever stole it realizes they have squandered their chance, that the Catholic cause is lost, and that they dispose of it. The King will not turn his policy again.
I am sorry I didn't manage to recover it, my lord.
Well, you did your best, Shardlake, even if it wasn't good enough.
Tomorrow, in the service of Queen Catherine, things don't go quite to plan when Shardlake is arrested and taken to the Tower of London.
My name is James McCleavy, an inspector of police, no longer, but I'm still on the case.
Brian Cox and Siobhan Redmond star in a new investigation for The Victorian Detective.
It's an adventure, James.
Not if you're shot full of holes.
A two-part story that takes them deep into the Wild West, full of unexpected dangers.
What do we do now?
I feel something is brooding, getting ready to strike, like the hand of God.
McCleavy in the New World.
What will this country be like in the years to come?
From Radio 4 on BBC Sounds.
This is